All right, we are going to begin Klal Mem Beis, I believe, right? Okay. I hope to be here tonight and Thursday, next week, Monday, Tuesday and Thursday, I believe. So hopefully we'll cover some ground. Klal Mem Beis begins the actual rules of Basar B'Cholav in practice. Till now it was all Hagdama. It told us what's Basar and what's Cholav. It starts easy. It starts with meat and milk that are cold, and the different harchokis that exist for contact of basar b'chalav. It becomes complicated because there are different opinions on exactly where to require what. But the benefit of learning the Chachmas Adam is you don't get into the different opinions, as at least applies to these simple halachis. And so we'll see how the Chachmas Adam goes through the dinim. The Rabbah generally held the Chachmas Adam to be sort of the Pesek Achrei, the Basroi, so to speak, in Yeridaya. We know we generally accept the Mishnah Berurah as the Pesek Achrei in Aruch Chaim, and there is no Mishnah Berurah on Chachmas on Yeridaya. In Yeridaya, generally, we follow the Chachmas Adam, although it did seem to us when we were learning the Chachmas Adam tends to be Machmir. Chachmas Adam is Meikel, certainly there's a lot to rely on. So, let's see. Aleph. Basar gavina tzainanim shenagu zeh bezeh. Cold meat and cheese that touched each other. This means it's dry. V'chein isa shenaga beheter. And the same thing would be true if something non-kosher touched something kosher. And v'chein yiveshim legamri, if they're totally dry, ein tzarech afilu hadacha. It doesn't even require hadacha. It's enough just to separate them. Now, we would never dream of touching milk, a milchik thing and a meat product and just eating it. But technically speaking, it does not have to be washed, to be washed off. Unless, mechami hamlach, if one of the two is moist, or shnei hamlach and ktsas, certainly if they're both moist, we're not talking here about salting. When you salt something, it has its own rules. You have to wash the point of contact. With something milchik touches something fleshik, you have to wash the place where they come into contact. If it's a fatty food, like butter or milk, none enough to rinse it off. You also have to rub it. Now, I have to rub it. It's not just to rinse it, you've got to rub it. Now, the idea of a davar shamein comes up often in Hilchos Basar B'Cholav. Generally speaking, fatty foods are richer in the sense that they give taste much more than something that's just dry and not fatty. Fatty things tend to give more taste. And here, when you're coming into contact, it doesn't wash off as well. It just doesn't wash off the same. There's actually one other case that needs shifshuf. Shifshuf means rubbing it. And that is when you cut milchiks with a fleshik knife, or fleshiks with a milchik knife. We're going to get to those halachis, but it needs always, at the minimum, shifshuf.
Barbed butter touches a piece of chicken. So chicken needs shifshuf. Barbed butter needs shifshuf.
It's very interesting. If you don't consider the chicken fatty, that's true. You're considering only one to be fatty and not the other. Yeah, shifshuf is only one direction. It's only one direction. Where? Okay, not required to. Shifshuf means you're required to rub it. I guess if you rub it, you're going to take off a little butter, but it's not the requirement to take off a thin layer. Taking off a thin layer is called kedei klipa. And there are cases where you need kedei klipa when you cut with a knife, but otherwise not. What? No. I think Rabbi Shua meant if one is fatty and one is not fatty, so the fatty taste tends to spread. And you know what I mean? If you have one, it's true. Chicken, certainly chicken skins that are cooked are tend to be fatty also.
As long as one of them is fatty, probably you have to cut off both, on both sides.
Right? You don't have to. It's only the fattiness that will chashish spreads, that you have to rub.
And it's about meat that has like certain cracks in and things like that.
So we're going to get to that, the cracks, yeah. That's the most chomerdik situation. I'm going to get to that. Ve'chilik be'basa v'cholav l'shari surim. There's no difference in regard to these dinim between milk and meat or other isurim. Ben shenof u'basa tzaynin l'cholav tzaynin. I had to gush le'isur tzolul. There's no difference if it's cold meat and cold milachix. Now, and we'll talk in a second about milk, about how liquid spreads. We'll get to that. Oy heter gush le'isit salul, or a solid heter into, let's say, a tray for soup that's cold. Oy lahepuch. Hagush tzarech hadacha. The solid piece needs to be rinsed off. Lachain. Tzarech lizar ashaloy lehenicham yachad be'inyin shiigu zebezeh. Chatchila, meat and milk should not touch each other. They need, at the very least, to be rinsed off. We're always afraid a person will neglect to do hadacha. So as a rule, they don't touch each other. I think all of us would take this for granted, that chatchila, we don't touch things to each other. Now, we are going to have later that, and this is Reb Chaim started to mention, that when milk falls on meat or on chicken where the skin has been removed, cooked meat has bekoyim, has cracks in it. And therefore, even though if the milk spilled on a frankfurter, you can just rinse it off. And you have to know that whenever we talk about washing things off, we don't want to do it with hot water. Right. Now, people say, do it hot water. No, you don't do it hot water, because the hot water is going to be bolei. It'll cause the meat or milk to cook, and then the bolei will go from one to the other. But normally you can rinse it off. The exception is when you have meat, which has bekoyim, meat with cooked meat is sort of porous. It has holes in it. So there you really, we don't rely on rinsing it off. When milk falls on it, we throw out the meat. Because, you can't get to all the milk wherever it may have penetrated. And, it's really, in a sense, it's a case where cold is more chomer than hot. Because if you're cooking hot and fleishiks, and milk falls in, we say it spreads. It's batel b'shishim. But if even a drip of milk falls on meat, we're afraid that it's in there somewhere. It's sitting there somewhere, and you're going to bite into the meat and milk together, and that's why we're machmir. Abay says v'chein adim b'chol davar shetzarech hadacha. In general, anything that has to be washed off, you don't lechatchila put yourself in that situation. Now, filo niach yachad asmach sheyodiach osa dechashin Hashem yishkach. We don't put things into a situation where you need hadacha. You might forget v'davka davar shein darkei b'hadacha. And that's something that's not normal to wash. Because we're afraid you'll forget to wash it. But something that's normal to wash off, kagayin basar chai, like raw meat, shehaminig, minig here doesn't mean a Jewish law, just a custom of balbusters, kaidim shemavashanoi say madichanoi say. You ever noticed raw meat that people wash it? Why do people wash it before they cook it? Nobody knows. What? The blood is off already, really. The blood is off. It's, what? Bacteria. Okay, you're about to cook it. You should wash. When you go down and take a cookie out of the shelf, you should wash it off. But you're about to cook something, you know. But anyway, the custom is to wash it. So we're not afraid that you're going to forget. You're allowed to put raw meat, even into a tray for keli. It's cold. Av mishulaksas, even though it's moist, because you're going to rinse it off. Ubidiyeved, shebishul b'loy hadacha. And bidiyeved, if you put raw meat in a tray for keli, you're afraid there might be a mashu of treifas that stuck to the meat. Once you cooked it without washing it, or you're in such a situation where you can't. Mutter, why? Why is it mutter? Because it's batel b'shishim. How much could possibly have stuck to it? So it's not going to answer. Anytime you're afraid,
if you know that it's batel b'shishim, you still have to wash it off.
Right. So he's saying b'di'evin, if you did it without washing, chilu, you have to wash it off. He's saying b'di'evin, if you did it without washing, so it's mutter.
you had the intention to wash.
Well, we don't counsel you for that. In other words, there's certain places where we say you shouldn't have done it, and if you do it, you can't eat it. This is not one of those cases. This is a case where it's just rinsing it off. It's a chumrah, and therefore, even if you did it purposely with the intention of rinsing it off, there's no knas. We don't say that with the evidence is no good. Now, Gimel, maybe you have a better imagination. I don't know what the case is. It says, Mutter Lotzur Basur Gavina Ayisavaheta Bematpachasacha Zebitzadzeh. You're allowed to wrap a piece of meat and a piece of milk in the same, sounds like in the same handkerchief. Avlaichashina Shem Yiguzebzeh. I'm not afraid they'll touch. So it's hard to get what he means. Like, how do you wrap two things up in one handkerchief and you're not afraid they'll touch? Sounds more like you're putting in the same briefcase and you're afraid of it. A big handkerchief.
Like a bag.
Okay, good imagination. A big handkerchief, you roll it in a way that it's a mafsik, hefsik between them. Because he was going to say in a minute that, you don't put liquid, you don't put a pot of fleishiks next to a pot of milchiks, we're afraid of spritz. There are cases where we are afraid of spritz from one to the other. They're saying cold.
Yeah, we have plastic bags.
Yeah, we have plastic bags, which is a good closes it well. Yeah. It's interesting because we said before, if you touch milk, you touch flesh, you have to wash your hands in between. And here you're putting them. Okay, but not chayshish. They'll touch. I guess if you see they'll touch, you just rinse it off. You can put in one drawer, in one box, kachel basa, it's a kachel cholav, a jug of milk next to a jug of fleishiks. The mizar is the you're careful that it should not spill, even if it wouldn't be fleishiks and milchiks. Whatever you put in separately. If you have open containers, you should not put them next to each other, without anything between them. Mashenkin also b'mat pachas. Mashenkin putting it in a handkerchief to fill the chetchila mutter. Okay, so far nothing of major consequence. Dalin chemutol liyakli sheish bechalav it's a kli sheish bechaymitz. A shar mashkin a filu shnei magulin. You're allowed to put milk next to parava things, even if they're open. Da filum tibsalayim sheipol taychay chalav even if the milk is spritz. Yeah, nicker, you'll be able to tell. If a lot of milk falls into the vinegar, you'll realize. If a little falls in, it's batel b'shishim. Also easy. Aval. Here, Chazal wa machmir by salt. Specifically. You're not supposed to put milchiks next to your open salt container. Some people have cups of salt instead of salt shakers. So if you put milchiks next to it, you don't put a keli that has milk next to a keli that has salt, if they're open. It might spritz in. Right? If it's going to fall in vinegar, a tiny bit, it's going to be bottled. But in milk, it could be that if you would be mesim aliba lashkiach, you would look carefully, you would see it. But kimishin nicker loyshach laimishu bottle, and if it's recognizable, it's not bottle. Ach loyosam libay alzeh, but you're not going to think about it. Yichoshem echites yishenafel atoychay, v'yimlach mimenu basar, and then you put the salt on meat. Okay, v'diavad mutol lachashin shemenachal almelach. So we have a custom which is brought in the Shulchan Aruch to have separate. I shouldn't say salt shakers. It doesn't say salt shakers in Shulchan Aruch. Talks about they have separate salt for milchiks and fleishiks. Now I don't know if they had salt shakers in the time of Shulchan Aruch. I assume, I think you have to be a genius to figure out a salt shaker, but maybe before they have today, they put in agents, dextrose, that it shouldn't clump together. Maybe then it did clump together. So they had cups of salt, and therefore when you dip into cups of salt, something could spritz. As far as salt shakers is concerned, most people have separate milk and flesh. Yeah, most people have. Okay, so, So you have separate meals and fleishigs, then you, that's fine. But make a red din, you don't need. Hey, tzarech lizah shel higa basar ay gavina b'lechem. Okay, meat and milk should not touch your bread. Even if it's a little moist. Shim yigu ze bezeh osa lecho by gavina ay basar. So bitl b'shishim is only when it spreads, like in vinegar. But in the meat, it'll be in a certain spot, and in the bread, it'll be in a certain spot, and it won't be bottled. If you rinse it off now, it's hard to rinse off a slice of bread. It means if it's a crusted bread, then you can rinse off it off. So basically, these are the rules. We are going to learn, Mitzvah Hashem, bread that's even on a fleshig table, you're not supposed to eat with melchiks. So melchik table, you don't eat with fleshigs. And this is something that people have leftovers from Shabbos, they don't always realize. I try to do at the Shabbos Suda is to take the bread before the meat comes to the table, to take whatever bread I think will be left over and put it aside. Put it aside so it doesn't become fleshig of bread, so to speak. But otherwise, Matzah Shabbos, I usually take a leftover piece of challah from Lava Malka, so you can put cream cheese on it. It wasn't a fleshig of table. You can't put on. If you're careful that no one puts things back to the bread tray. If you have a tray or a basket in which you put the bread, and people don't put things back, they just take from there, then it's also okay. Then it's considered to be shomer. It's considered to be separate. Now here in Vav, it talks about the other exception, which is raw meat. If you have raw meat that was never salted, but if you have roasted meat,
it's still hot or
cold. It was once roasted but cold. It fell into cold milk. Even right now, there's no salt. You always need at least to peel off a layer. Im yesh by bekoyim, this is what I mentioned earlier. Meat that has cracks, oishu metumal betavlin, or it's spicy, utzli. Af agav shakoyal tzaynin osur kulay. It's all osur. This happens, the only time I ever had the shayla, sometimes the refrigerator. People say they opened the refrigerator, and the milk was dripping. And the milk dripped onto the meat that was under it.
So here
we don't say for the same reason, because we're afraid they are droplets of milk in the bekoim, in the cracks of the meat that didn't spread. When you two liquids and you mix them, it spreads. When you have cooking, it spreads. But here we don't say it spreads. V'adin offer you mavushal tzaynanim, the same thing if it's baked or cooked, kimish nitzla. Whether it was roasted, or nef, or baked, or in the special, or cooked, avagav shu tzaynin rochich. Even though it's cold, it's soft. Ubeileya, b'chinyish linay b'makim she'enef semeruba. Makom makim hacholav mutter. The milk is permitted because the davka hagush beileya menatzolol. We're afraid that there's liquid in the solid. Avaleidim aflit, kimi she'enu maluach. V'shneim tzaynin. And by cold and not salted, we're not afraid the blia that the blia went out. V'muchai. El shesh bebekayim, raw meat that has cracks, and this is already a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. Eishu metumel betavlim, eisheni nechem machmaseh, it's very salty. Harbe paisrim, oisrim kulay. Shach. Shulchan Aruch matir. So there's a dispute if this din of bekayim is even on raw meat. Now raw meat is more, is less bekayim, is more, packed together, tightly, the construction is tighter. So here the Shach and Shulchan Aruch argue if this din of dripping applies to raw meat. Af b'chai, for yourself you should be machmir even by raw meat. Gam lacherim tzarachin.
Why don't you just roast it?
Because you make it worse, right? You're going to make it worse. Sharei ha-prichadosh oyser be'emes b'yesh b'koyim ha-filo b'efsim ruba v'mayim echem yom aluach v'silei. Right, so this is the halacha. And the din of bekayim is the only real surprise of all these halachis, because we have a rule that cold is mutter. You have to know that cold on a solid is really anything that's not yatzeh ledesbay. It could be warm, it could be, the question is what's called yatzeh ledesbay. And here it's a little difficult because today we can measure temperature and they couldn't. Now people think yatzeh ledesbay means your hand would get burnt if you touched it. It's not true. That's called yad nichvizbay, that's much hotter. Yatzeh ledesbay means that if you didn't expect it to be hot, you touched it, your hand would jump back. You'd be surprised. So I don't know how you're supposed to measure these things. The Paiskim give a measure of anywhere between 115 to 160 degrees. So the 115 degree number, which I think Ramesha says, a little surprising because, you know, on a very hot day it could be over 100 degrees out, 105. So 10 degrees more than that is already yatzeh ledesbay. But that's the halacha. The halacha is that anything that's yatzeh ledesbay is called hot. And yes, that's not yatzeh ledesbay is not. So that's the basic set of rules.